This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi, welcome to another Rob Observation. When organizations try to solve problems, there's two things that I see them struggle with that tend to drive them towards ineffective analysis, conclusions, or corrective actions. The first is an ineffective evaluation of how big their problem is before they try to solve it. The second is not diving deep enough into significant incidents, hits, and near hits to effectively keep the bad thing from happening in the future. I've also noticed that organizations do not do an effective analysis of the extent of condition on their collection of near misses. I want to focus on the first of these, ineffective evaluation of how big the problem is, or what we call extent of condition. Extent of condition can be described as how big is this problem we are trying to solve. Knowing the extent of condition is of primary importance because in my experience, if you don't know how big the problem or condition really is, then you will tend to solve the least of the problem as it presented itself, rather than also solve the otherwise hidden extent of the problem, which could prevent future harm. Too many organizations eventually discover the extent of condition long after the analysis is complete, usually and unfortunately because of another similar incident or condition. When organizations put a priority on identifying extent of condition in the early data gathering phase of an incident or near hit analysis, they stand a much better chance of solving the problem the first time and preventing future harm. There are some simple ways to look at extent of condition that will help. The method is called same-same and same-similar. Do we have the same condition in an identical entity? For example, is the same failure mechanism present in identical equipment? Do others use the same work practice in the same work group? If so, we've identified an issue on same-same, and we'll expand our review to same-similar. Do we have the same condition in similar equipment, work groups, processes, products, etc.? If so, the extent of condition expands to that other similar element. Once you discover the true size of a problem or the extent of condition, then you can go about the use of your analytical processes and methods to determine causes, contributors, and corrections. You can be sure that if you identify the extent of condition before you determine actions and start to take them, you stand a much better chance of fixing things right the first time. It could be the difference between life and death, prevention of a serious injury, or a significant impact on your equipment or your product. Here's an example. A near hit occurred when one facility, using scaffold poles which were being lifted to the platform on a scaffold, fell to the ground and nearly struck some workers. The ropes on each end of the bundle poles were not tied off, but were instead looped around and woven through the poles. In effect, the weight of the poles kept the tension on the ropes. Now, during the lift, one of the two workers hoisting the poles noticed he'd lifted the bundle too high on his end and tried to lower it to the same level as the other end. When doing so, that end of the bundle came to rest on a portion of the scaffold, which took up some of the weight of the poles, resulting in the loss of tension that allowed the rope to slide out and the poles to fall. The cause analysis team confirmed that others used the same method for lifting scaffold poles in the same contract organization and took steps to have that method discontinued. While addressing the same-same element of extent of condition, the team did not consider same-similar ramifications, specifically whether this method was used by other contract companies also erecting scaffolding at that facility. 3 days after this near hit, the same thing happened at the facility, this time involving workers from another contractor. In the second occurrence, one of the poles bounced after hitting the ground, struck a worker in the face, resulting in a serious injury. Had the team performed an effective extent of condition analysis, they would have discovered that other contractors at the same facility were using the same flawed method and probably prevented this worker from being seriously injured.